the dietitians out there. We're back for another episode of the Strange Diet Broadcast, and this episode is special. It's special. Well, all of them are special, I'd like to think. This one's particularly special because this is actually the last episode of Season 1. But all these episodes, this is actually the 16th one. So 1 through 16 will all be packaged up and available for anyone who wants them. All you have to do is get a hold of me. There's many ways to get a hold of me. StrangeDietFuture@gmail.com. You know, of course, there's Facebook.com/StrangeDiet. There's another option. There's options to get a hold of me through that, and the phone number as well, 530-615-8184. So episode 1 through 16 is actually going to be free for a limited time, but it's not all of them aren't going to be available through the RSS feed URL. If you want them, I can still get them out to you free as of right now, as of the day before Christmas Eve. It's still going to be free probably for a little while until the packaging is all complete and everything like that is ready for packaging and sending off through the mail, which is going to be a treat for the near future as well. But if you want episode 1 through 16, you just got to have it. Let me know one way or the other, because I'm going to have to systematically begin removing episodes off the feed. But that's just how it works. I sign up for a certain amount of bandwidth, and in order to get more, I have to pay more, you know, which I can't do that yet. But, you know, you can still get all the episodes if you need them, which are great, because hopefully these things are timeless. You know, they're not really supposed to be that time-oriented in time, but they are supposed to be deeply oriented in the farthest reaches of space-time. That's how this show is supposed to be working out. So basically what I'm saying is you can have these episodes 1 through 16, and they're still going to be fun to listen to many moons down the road. Because it's not like a current affairs show, but it is sometimes. Kind of was with that Trayvon Martin stuff back in episode 2. That was more current affairs-like. So it definitely happens from time to time. And actually, I'm not calling this the season finale, though, because I'm not, like, bringing you anything, like, special, like, extra intense for, like, the last episode of the season. But this one is kind of current affairs-y, because it's going to be relative to the nuclear disaster in Japan, which I'm just starting to fall for this less and less. I think this is another BP oil spill hoax kind of thing, and that sounds really coarse if this is a true natural catastrophe, and you know, it's going to really bring society down. And that sounds like an insensitive remark, but there's more congruencies between, you know, this apparent disaster and like how hoaxes work and what the point of them. And, you know, for example, you know, like the manipulation of masses of society and how these can be a part of that. And I just want to bring to the attention of the dietitians out there the different ways that this might be happening in this case. On a completely different note, this is Christmas Eve Eve for me. And you're actually going to get this on Christmas Eve. I don't know which dietitians do and do not celebrate Christmas, but for the ones that do, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. And for the ones that don't, I hope you have just a good day. I happen to be someone that's going to be celebrating Christmas and Christmas Eve. And you know what? I'm just going to say it. It's not really representative of my allegiance to Christ. I'm sorry. It's just the fact that it brings me close with people that I love, and I just have an excuse to be around them. So that's the thing that's important to me. And Jesus Christ, you know, and his place in history is also important to me. And this history is, you know, reflective of his birthday, which may or may not be just kind of like a symbolization of some, you know, force of, you know, natural phenomenon that has to do with, you know, the sun and the moon and the solstice and shit. Like, that could be, like the Christ story, like, in, you know, in personified or whatever, or like in nature. I get the idea that maybe Jesus Christ was not an actual guy who, like, ran around the earth and, like, saved fucking people and shit like that. But either way, whether or not, the idea of Jesus Christ still exists, you know? And the idea of Jesus Christ will always exist and forever, you know? And there's nothing wrong with the philosophy of what he was all about. So I believe there's nothing wrong with celebrating that holiday, whether you can just define yourself as a practicing Christian or not. Because if we can fucking celebrate these things, maybe we can leave the Walmart presence out of it. But if we can, you know, kind of dive right into everything else about it, we're really just, we're letting good things in, which is the point. I mean, who cares if he was real or not? Like, if we're spending energy to celebrate something that's beneficial to humankind, then we should all be doing that. And I'm not gonna express to my fans that I'm a practicing, following, devoted Christian, but I'm gonna celebrate Christmas. And I don't believe that makes me a hypocrite of any kind. And I just believe, and I hope that explanation was satisfactory, to which is why it's okay. You can do these things if you're not comfortable with being a Christian. I'd like to let people know that it's all right to celebrate these things on other terms. And don't feel fucking guilty about it. That would be weird. That would be the weird thing, let me just say. To feel guilty about celebrating a national holiday on some, like, political incorrectness basis, that shit would be the twisted thing, rather than just being an atheist that celebrates Christmas. I hope that's meaningful to someone out there who doesn't even know why they don't celebrate Christmas. They're just like, oh, I'm not a Christian. The holiday's not for me. Or, you know, I disagree with the Christian faith and the morals and values they hold, so I can't celebrate Christmas. It's like, okay, well, it's not about the Christian faith. It's about Jesus Christ. So maybe you should think about that shit, huh? But, you know, it's not about starting an argument. Christmas is about fun. That's going to be hard, though. I can't, like, promise you fun. I don't know how I'm supposed to do that. I hope it's fun for you. Like, if you don't know how to have fun, I'm sorry. You should listen to that 80 Tips, that Halloween series. As long as there's a bunch of ways to have fun on that particular show. But they are, you know, kind of geared to the Halloween thing, you know. But you can, you know, if it's Christmas, you just replace some of the nouns, you know. So I know one thing I'm gonna do to have fun on Christmas morning is, you know, one something I normally do anyways every morning is have coffee. But I'm actually gonna put Bailey's original cream in the coffee, because it makes it taste really good. And because it, actually, you catch a buzz from it, too. It's not just cream. It's this adult liqueur. It's not adult liqueur. That was weird. It was not like a porn thing. It's not like a porn liqueur. It's just like a, it's a liqueur. It's good liqueur. Reminds me of porn because it's so good. But you don't, it's not an 18 and over liqueur, it's a 21 and over. That's one of the things that's gonna make my Christmas really good, you know. Another one is, I already got my presents. I was gonna open them, like, on the show, but I couldn't even wait. You guys, I just pretty much opened them right when I got them. It was pretty sad. I'm just like that. I just, you know, there's something inside me that's just saying, you know, you could play with these gifts for 25 days or 27 days. You know, I mean, they're not going to change in 4 days. You're just going to be able to play with them less time. So that's what I did. And I actually, I'm still actually need to call the person who gave me the gifts, you know, and thank them. Because they ought to be thanked, and they were going to get a thank you. And that's all that, I know that's all some people want for Christmas, so if I can give that gift, you know, I'm definitely happy to give that gift. And when I, not when I can, but if I can, or, because, like, if I get, like, this insulting gift, I can't always say thank you. Everyone knows what kind of insulting gift, like, a case of Slim Fast will be an insulting gift. You know, or, like, a toothpaste. Like, toothpaste would be mean. Kind of. Sort of mean, at least. I know one of the best gifts I ever got, you know, or like some of the best gifts I get and that I still like to get are like cookies and like candy and cookies, because they can just stay on the shelf for as long, you know, as I need them. I don't have to like eat them all on Christmas Day, but I have done that before. So cookies are good. You can send them through the mail. You know, dry storage product, which is nice. If you can get some homemade baked treats, that's the ultimate score. If there's someone in your family who does this, you know, that's enough. That's enough to give anyone a good Christmas, because if you can avoid, you know, cookies that have traveled across the Pacific Ocean in, you know, plastic fucking packs, that's cool. But if you can, that's cool too. So that's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm like. Cookies are cool. If you don't eat cookies, but you want to, and you can't come up with the justification, just use Christmas. It's like that Halloween thing. Like, we're giving ourselves these places and times to do this. Let's just do this together. One unit, one organism in celebration. That'd be funny if someone could call me out on what I stole that from. That'd be amazing. Someone wins the ultimate prize if they know what I stole that quote from. And there will be no hints on that. I'm just going to try to come up with a prize for that. I can't come up with one right now, though, because that prize is just going to be way too amazing to try to make it up right now. Anyhow, moving on. Other shit about Christmas. Yeah, it's kind of like a Christian holiday and shit, but it's really just a holiday at this time of the year, because lots of societies and, I guess, belief systems celebrate a holiday. There's a great South Park Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, you know. It's a perfect mirror of what I'm trying to say about Christmas. And that's the point, you know. People all over the world wanted a time to come together when it's cold outside, you know. And there's a funny, like, mirror there with the whole, like, we stay warmer together, you know. And Christmas, of course, is just right after winter solstice. It's like, you know, nature comes down hard right around at that time. And it's just funny how physics kind of shows us those things when we look at them the way we need to look at them to see them. It's amazing. You know, kind of like also how our fucking, like, protons and neutrons, you know, in the molecules within our cells and shit revolve around each other. You know, just the way our blood circulates through our body, you know, the way that fucking the planets will revolve around the sun, which revolve around the galaxy, which revolve around the universe, and all this synergy within the physics of existence, you know, is all really apparent when you can look at things in a way that shows it. It's awesome, like the connection between something like, you know, from the design of a human, we have come up with the design of a car is one thing. Yeah, you know, like intake, exhaust, fuel system, you know, like maintenance, like vehicle maintenance, Like, if you can just think of yourself as like a fragment of energy, like driving your body, like you got to maintain that body to get the most out of your life. Like, if you want the most out of your car, you got to just maintain it. Like I said, intake, fuel, exhaust, you know, internal plumbing parts, circulation, coolant, you know, it's a design. It's designed like the person, like we looked within, or whoever the fuck, I know Henry Ford did not invent the car, you know, but whoever did, you know, they start somewhere and they look around them and they observe what's already in existence to build upon, which is one of the reasons we can't time travel yet, because I'm not saying I know the answer, but unfortunately, necessity really is the mother of invention. We can't really skip ahead in time and invent something that we're not ready for, which would be fucking nice. Actually, you know, it's hard to say if that's true or not, but some say we weren't ready for the nuclear energy or, you know, but I'm not really in agreement with that. You know, we created it. Someone wanted it. Someone was ready for it. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. And not exactly sure how holidays were created. I guess this one was kind of created out of thin air by a religion, I guess. But I'd have to do a little research to find that out exactly. Either way, I really love what it kind of stands for. And I'm just going to take part of it pretty much for no other reason than that. And I'm going to be excited to do so. And the presence thing is just, you know, presents are cool and stuff, but I'll just tell you, what I enjoy about Christmas is more like Christmas lights and sugary drinks. Like Halloween is sugary treats, but this is like sugary drinks. Sometimes they're even like alcoholic sugary drinks. It makes them even better drinks. Who doesn't like good drinks? I like good drinks. Do you like good drinks? You should let me buy you a drink. You should buy me a pink drink. The media pisses in your news, so just take a drink. Take a big drink. And then tell me what you think. Christmas, yo. Can't wait. Anyways, something that's very, not Christmas-like at all. Something a little too, like, unreal to be real. The apparent, like, nuclear catastrophe at Fukushima. There's a lot of info about this event out there, of course, on the computer and on TV and stuff. I just don't really believe it's actually happening. More or less, I think this is just another attempt to... this is like a politically motivated covert operation. And I believe that's what the BP oil spill was, too. I really think that... You know, still no one knows why the BP oil rig blew up. For, like, no reason. I mean, there's speculation and shit. I mean, I guess there were, like, reports that have come out, you know, right? Like, oh, the oil rig was, you know, not passing inspection, blah, 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 for a while, but never got shut down, which is so convenient if you wanted to use that for the reason that it just exploded for no reason. Okay, well, it was just failing inspection, so... That's just going to be easy for people to buy. But we got to set it up, though, because we got to make people believe it. So let's just make them fail some inspections before we fucking blow the fuck out of it, right? Because what happened? The oil rig blows up, and what does President Obama propose? The moratorium. Well, I'm just going to say right now, we haven't seen the true effect of all the political ramifications of this alleged tsunami the tsunami happened, you know what I mean? But this nuclear disaster, we haven't seen all the political ramifications we're going to see from it. You know, we've seen one, you know, fairly major one in particular, the China banning West Coast U.S. shellfish, which is, you know, China's, what like, some ally, like, you know, like, these, they banned shellfish that our nation didn't even agree with to be dangerous. Like, they didn't even meet the dangerous levels of toxins required for, you know, the United States Food and Drug Administration or, you know, toxicity control units to deem dangerous. The levels weren't even reached, but we are basically forfeiting like $686 million of seafood out of the Pacific Northwest now every year because of these Chinese people do not trust it anymore, which I understand. If you're China, you can cut, you can stop buying shellfish for whatever reason you want. There doesn't even have to be a reason when it comes down to it, but, and there's reasons like trying to save face politically and, you know, look good for, you know, term elections, and it, you can do something like blame it on the dangerousness of the ocean. You know, there's no one to get mad at there. You can comfortably run again, which is what I'm trying to bring to the attention of my listeners here, you know, the dietitians, which I'm so fondly in adoration of course. You know, anyone who decides to listen to me is doing me a favor that I truly am appreciative for. And that's the one thing, that's just what I'm trying to bring to light, is the possibility that this could be another BP. You know, and BP, there were like oil covered animals and animals suffering and shit. But I'm just telling you, it's in political strategy books to scare the shit out of people by putting these disgusting images on TV, like, by all means necessary. You know, I personally don't have the heart and soul to, like, bathe animals in oil to put them on TV to try to pass laws. But you know what? Political people are just that. They're sick son of a bitch fucking animals, and they do have the character to do shit like that. And I'm sorry to resurrect any horrible feelings about these, you know, Aurora, Colorado shootings and Sandy Hook incidents and fucking, you know, Virginia Tech or West Virginia University shit. But I am not convinced that all these shootings are random nutcases, you know, just taking anger out on helpless people. I think that some of these are staged somehow or other. I'm not really interested in getting into details on how that could be on this particular episode. I'm just saying, I think that some of these could be staged events, you know, overly publicized, there we go, on these news networks in order to sway votes and popular opinion and, of course, political decisions. And that's just something we need to, we don't need to make peace with it, but we need to be aware of it. This is how the political system is in effect, at least in our country here. And actually, it's kind of global. I'm not even going to fucking back away from that. That's how the fucking globe does business, is crisis, 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 legislation, legislation, legislation. And if there's got to be a war, it has to be justified. There's no more just keeping it real and saying we need the land. It's not fly anymore, because now you have populations to keep under control. You know, thank goodness the human condition does not want nonsensical killing, because if it was like that, you know, they wouldn't have to hide it from us anymore. They just tell you, we just want to go into Libya and kill Gaddafi because we're mad at him. You know, there's a lot to, I understand there's reasons to be mad at Gaddafi, but they weren't trying to support any rebellion. They wanted to go down there and fucking kill Gaddafi. Gaddafi didn't even run. He knew he was toast, you know. He knows that when the United States wants something like that shit to happen, they just get it done. So he was aware of the game plan there. And, you know, in this Japanese nuclear disaster incident, there's a game plan, and I'm not 100% on exactly what this game plan is or what the goal here, but there are similarities to the BP oil rig disaster, where that when it's something like happening in the ocean, it is now a global threat and it is now everyone's problem, which means everyone must make a sacrifice to solve this issue. And that's a good way to drag everyone into your scheme, okay? That's one thing that is a red flag to me. And another red flag to me is that the building was not even destroyed in this fucking tsunami and earthquake. Like, this building was tough, okay? Pictures and video of this building are actually pristine. I'm just, like, wondering, like, how is there an amazing catastrophe here? Everything's clean looking. And I'm telling you, if you go on the TEPCO website and check out what they're saying about this, these complications and the problem with, you know, extracting these spent fuel containers, it is feeble logic, okay? And just like the BP thing, they are predicting when the completion of their project, you know, will be done. They're saying by sometime next year or whatever. I'm just like, if this is an unprecedented issue, how can you even start telling us what? There's like a counting meter of like how many spent containers have been removed and how many are still in question. It's like a download meter. It's like, okay, if we know when it's going to be done, we can feel scared, but not scared enough where we like revolutionize, you know. And that's very, very favorable to the people who already own us. If we don't stand up and cause a bunch of fucking riot, but we can still be scared, that's very favorable to the people who already own us, okay? And that's how it's already looking. I already know people, myself included, I'm slightly scared to eat food out of the Pacific Ocean, and I've seen plenty and plenty of really scary stories about radiation sickness and poisoning of, like, even U.S. Navy soldiers out there trying to help with this disaster. And, you know, this radiation poisoning, they can't prove where they're getting it. They can't prove if they're fucking putting it in the food to make it look legit. Like, I'm just saying, this shit is for real. Like, this is how things go down in the world now. You know, and, you know, China's making decisions, using this decision to, okay, we can blame the Pacific Ocean. Let's just scrap 650 mil, you know, yearly from, you know, the United States West Coast. We're going to make them hurt, you know, and they could do it for whatever reason. I understand that. But this is a great political move for them. They're going to make the West Coast hurt now, because we are, who are we fishing for now? So there's that, you guys. You know, and if this is a real issue, I feel like it could be taken improperly as like I'm insensitive to the reality of the situation. Like, I don't know, I've read the stories, you know, seen a lot of the fucked up clips on YouTube and, you know, the accounts of it. I'm just saying, like, I don't put it past people in charge to have a lot of planted evidence and situations to try to get their shit pushed. And I'm just saying there's a lot of congruencies and similarities between this and worldwide or nationwide, just incredible hoaxes. And I don't want to use the word conspiracy theory, because I don't really know if there's a conspiracy here. I just think it's a big time deception of the public to get things handled. And Barack Obama is someone I fully, completely agree has no moral opposition to pulling shit like this off. I think it runs within his sick, twisted blood. You know, he's proven himself that he doesn't care about us. You know, when the EMP pulse comes, I guarantee you he's going to still have the internet. And he's still going to have the internet, and I'm going to have to come up with a new way to get you all the show if that happens. But I might just start writing it down on paper. Anyway, I wanted you all to know that about the nuclear disaster and my perspective on it being it being a totally different thing in the eye of history in about 30, 40, 50, whatever years to come. And I think we've seen it before with other things that things are not always what they seem to be to the naked eye. You know, and I highly encourage you to maybe look up some stuff about it yourself and maybe connect the dots in some ways I have yet to touch on. But I really wanted to instigate that thought process in all the minds of the dietitians and urge them, please do not fear for your lives in the future of society about this nuclear disaster just yet, because there's a hell of a lot of other shit to be immediately scared about. Down, down, down. Chick.
Use the email address strangediet.future@gmail.com to voice questions, comments, and concerns about the show, or to write in for surveys taken. Call 530-615-8184 to reach our official phone line 24 hours a day. And remember, whatever you say might make it onto the air.